Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. The WynnBET Casino is now offering a 100% deposit match up to $1,000 for new users. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit. You're going to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as $25,000 with one single entry. So head over to StableDuel.com and get started today. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the SGPN Fantasy Football Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am your host, Rod Villagomez. You can find me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Find the show on Twitter and all of the SGPN fantasy world, to include the USFL, which we're going to take a break from again, but is coming back. So we're going to make sure to give you more USFL fantasy content as we get closer to the season. It's only, 16th, right? We're really close to the USFL season, which is super exciting. But for now, we're going to take another step back from the USFL because we're going to start mock drafting. It's never too early to start mocking. And look, here's the thing. We talked about it yesterday, of course, with our lovely guest, Derek Yoder, about just how much the fantasy landscape has changed over the course of the last month, even. And so this is going to shake up a lot of mock drafting. So reps, we talk about reps. That's what it's all about as far as being good at what you want to be good at. And fantasy football is no different. So if you want to be good at drafting, you draft. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to start mock drafting here. And I'm going to be using the Sleeper mock draft tool because, one, I want to see their ADP, which is what a lot of people are going to be using. And, I just want to talk through what they've got going on. So this is a 10-team PPR snake draft. I am claiming the second draft position because it's an interesting position. Right, you don't get the first pick off of the board. You don't get the very first pick. You don't get the best player, but you tend to get the next best player, and then you got to wait a long time sometimes. In some instances, 10-team not so much. 12-team, yeah, 16 for sure. But then you have to make really strategic choices with your next few picks because, again, the turn takes a while to get back to you, and then you take two players off the board. And you got to wait a long time again. So a lot of interesting strategies that come with pick number two. So we're going to go ahead and start the draft. Interesting to note right off the bat, the first player in the Sleeper ADP is Jonathan Taylor. We know what kind of a season he had last season, over 1,800 yards. And of course, he goes first off the board. So now that leaves me with a choice between guys like Dalvin Cook, Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, or maybe I want to go Devontae Adams. Those are the first five players that are suggested on the board. And here's the interesting thing with all of these guys, right? I mean, you look at a guy like Dalvin Cook, injury is a big factor with him again last season. So do you take him? He did well. I mean, obviously, he's a stud running back. So, but do you trust Dalvin Cook? Then there's Christian McCaffrey, who you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is injury prone, just cannot stay healthy at all. The last couple of seasons and has burned more people than he's helped. over the last couple of seasons, and it's tough. I mean, you really want to go for a guy like that, but, you know, then there's Derrick Henry, who you know is the workhorse, but does he take a step back? That's the question. Is this last season's injury, and he's not injury prone, but is last season's injury enough to make Tennessee kind of back off of using him so much so that he's definitely fresh and they don't lose him down the stretch? I mean, he came back for the playoffs, yes, but, you know, do you want to take that risk with him again? Then Davante Adams, right? Changing teams now. We talked about it yesterday with his old college quarterback. Does that give him a boost? But does that make him worthy of a number two pick? That's the question here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go with Dalvin Cook. I still like Dalvin Cook for what he did last season. Again, he was 1,100 yards last season, so definitely somebody that I want, and I want a good running back first. I'm not a zero RB guy. In my opinion, is sometimes the stud running backs are your stud running backs for a reason. So I know Jonathan Taylor broke that mold last season, but whatever. I'm still riding Dalvin Cook with my second pick. Then Davante Adams went off the board. Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler. Tyreek Hill and his new digs in Miami went off the board after that. Seventh pick went to Christian McCaffrey. So that's kind of low falling for Christian McCaffrey. That definitely is a drop for him. And I think we may see that in real life as well. And maybe even falling out of the first round. So, I mean, that's interesting to keep an eye on too. Stephon Diggs after that. Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Nick Chubb. In round two, Joe Mixon, Najee Harris, DeAndre Swift, A.J. Brown, and Alvin Kamara were the final ones. Now it's up to me again. I'm looking at guys like Kelsey, Chase, Gibson, Samuel. And my thought process here, I don't want to take Travis Kelsey, even though I know that this is probably the Travis Kelsey bonanza next season. But I can't pass up a guy like Ja'Marr Chase here. Because Ja'Marr Chase, to me, had such a fantastic season last season, right? I mean, just busted out completely in his rookie year. Had 1,455 yards, 13 touchdowns, 81 catches. Like, the combination between him and Joe Burrow is only getting started. And if I, even in redraft, which is this is basically, I don't want to miss out on an opportunity to have Ja'Marr Chase on my team just for the simple fact that I think that this is just a relationship that's just taking off. So give me Ja'Marr Chase with my second pick. Travis Kelce, no surprise, comes off right after me. Then Antonio Gibson comes off, right? And this is an interesting situation too, because we know that now with Carson Wentz over there in Washington, what does that do for a guy like Gibson, who is already a 1,000-yard rusher there? So now does he settle back into that role? Does he play more of a factor into the passing game, even though J.D. McKissic is there? Again, just it's so early to be speculating on stuff like this, but this is what we do, right? This is off-season fantasy football for you. We really have to just try to create the storylines that we may end up seeing later on down the road. So for me, like I said, I'm on the clock now. Looking at in the realm of Deebo Samuel, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, George Kittle, I'm again, still too early at tight end for me. I know that, again, last season you could always make the case that the top three tight ends were the ones that you don't want to miss out on, Kelce, Kittle, and even then, you saw what happened to Kittle, right? Got hurt. Kelce was the only one that kind of panned out, but even he was disappointing on a week-to-week basis. So I'm okay with waiting on tight end. I'm okay with waiting on quarterback, but we'll see how deep I can go into this. Good thing this is only a mock and I don't got to live with this team, because then I could take some chances on what I want. But for now, give me Deebo Samuel. And give me Deebo Samuel because I'm a homer and I love Deebo. I love Deebo's potential. I love him rushing. I love him receiving. Again, you know, he had so many, he had 1,405 receiving yards last season and rushed for his fair share of yards as well. So, you know, Deebo is a beast and I want Deebo Samuel on my team anytime I can get him. Again, because I'm a Niner fan and that's just the way I work. DeAndre Hopkins comes off after him. George Kittle, in the fourth pick of that round. Keenan Allen, intriguing because, again, what kind of Keenan Allen are we going to get? That's the question. Then the first quarterback comes off the board. No surprise, it's Patrick Mahomes, followed by Josh Allen. And then Aaron Jones, Javonte Williams, Mark Andrews, another tight end off the board. Cam Akers, CeeDee Lamb, Darren Waller, J.K. Dobbins, David Montgomery, Terry McLaurin. After that, Mike Evans, Deontay Johnson, and now it's back to me with my fourth pick in my first pick in the fourth round and my fourth pick overall. So staring at me right now are Josh Jacobs, Michael Thomas, DK Metcalf, Kyle Pitts, T. Higgins, Chris Godwin. So this is what makes this interesting, because I had just gotten done saying that it might be too early for tight end for me. So now that I'm staring at a guy like Kyle Pitts right here in this area, I mean, you could say give me Josh Jacobs to round out my running back room, but I think I can wait a little longer on that. Michael Thomas, still not really sold on his potential coming off of that injury last season and with the quarterback situation over there in New Orleans. Still, to me, not necessarily the greatest out there. DK Metcalf no longer has Russ Wilson throwing to him, so what's that going to look like for him? Again, that's a situation that needs to be monitored over the next couple of weeks, and I don't know that I want to have DK Metcalf and then have a scrub quarterback throwing him the ball next season, and I would have wasted a draft pick on a guy like DK Metcalf who won't return the value. So, you know, Chris Godwin has Tom Brady back, but you know what? I'm going to break my tight end rule. I'm going to take Kyle Pitts, because Kyle Pitts is probably the only passing threat left now in Atlanta, and he's probably going to get the ball a ton. We talked about it yesterday as well. So can Marcus Mariota get him that ball? That's the question. And he probably can. I mean, like I said, Marcus Mariota is used to having some good tight end help, and so now here he has Kyle Pitts fall to him, and I think I'll take a chance on that. So earliest I've taken a tight end in a very long time, but it's funny because you listened through my thought process there as far as why I broke my rule. So I guess the good part about it is that Chris Godwin just came out afterwards, and now I'm going to go ahead and take Josh Jacobs. A very underrated guy last season. I know that a lot of folks were, you know, I was high on him coming in. He had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in 2019 and 2020. I thought he was going to do the same, but it sort of fell off there, 872 in last season. But again, he only played 15 games. He was hurt a couple of those. And, of course, you know, he had to deal with a guy like Kenyon Drake. So, I mean, kind of took away from him a little bit. But give me Josh Jacobs. I think he's down for a bounce-back season. And really, if he does, especially now with a guy like Davante Adams there in Las Vegas, it could help that running game take off a little bit, because there won't be so many people crowding the line of scrimmage waiting for the run game. Now Davante Adams is going to have to take the top off, as they say. Hate that saying, but that's really, I guess, what it ends up being of that offense. So the next off the board was DK Metcalf. Again, I my concerns of him and who's throwing him the ball. Justin Herbert comes off next. T. Higgins after him. Amari Cooper now in Cleveland after him. CEH comes off after that. Jerry Jeudy, who now has Russell Wilson throwing him the ball. That's a good thing. And then DJ Moore, Leonard Fournette, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Tyler Lockett, TJ Hawkinson, Allen Robinson in his new home in L.A., Miles Sanders. Whew, give me a break. And Breece Hall is the first rookie off the board, and he goes in the, what is it, seventh pick of the sixth round. So, interesting. Before Elijah Mitchell, even, which, wow, all right. I mean, Elijah Mitchell, we don't know who the quarterback is going to be necessarily next season. Everything points to maybe Trey Lance, but Jimmy Garoppolo's not gone yet. So, I don't know. We'll see. All right, so that leaves me looking at guys like Jalen Waddle, Travis Etienne, Garrett Wilson, James Conner, now all alone over there in Arizona, Dak Prescott, Adam Thielen. And here I'm going to get interesting. This is where, if this was a real draft, I don't know that I'd take this opportunity, but I think that Jalen Waddle is going to benefit from having Tyreek Hill over there in Miami. And I think he's actually going to be a fantasy value, and I'm going to take him in the sixth round. So we'll see how that plays out. But again, I think he's got a good situation going over there, and I have a feeling that he may get a few more looks with everybody guarding Tyreek Hill and what Tyreek Hill has to offer that offense. And Tua has an opportunity probably to connect more with Waddle than he did last season. So, are you looking for Las Vegas-style casino fun in the palm of your hand? Well, look no further than WynnBET. It's the premier online casino from the five-star Wynn Resorts properties. From classic table games to all the best slots, thrills, and jackpots, WynnBET has everything you need for the ultimate casino experience. Sign up today. You're going to get a 100% first deposit match up to $1,000 and join the WynnBET Win Hour. It's from 2 to 3 Pacific Standard Time every single day. Better prices on select games, and anyone who has the WynnBET app is alerted right on the hour. No need to think about it. They'll tell you. Bet $500 or more on college basketball on Thursday through Sunday. You're going to be entered to win a two-night stay at Wynn Las Vegas. So if you wager $1,100 on the men's college basketball tournament Thursday through Sunday, you're eligible to receive two entries in the prize draw. So much to choose from, and all you got to do is download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. SGPN is at it again, this time giving away $1,000 in their final four contests. Respond to 10 questions, and whoever has the most correct wins $1,000 to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/final four. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/final four. You're listening to this? You know there are never enough things to gamble on. And the one sport that runs 365 days a year is horse racing. The best part is now there's a new way to play the ponies, especially if you're brand new to the sport. Go check out StableDuel. It's a daily fantasy style app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You pick your horses, you build your stables, and play against others to move up the leaderboard. You can win, get this, as much as $25,000 with just one entry. If you don't know anything about horses, that's cool. I don't either. Don't worry. The app, it gives you clear data on which horses to select to build your best strategy. It's free to download at StableDuel.com. You get multiple games offered each day with free games weekly at tracks all over the United States. So get in the app, create your account, start building your stables today. You can invite your friends to play against you, or you can play against our stables. Even follow them in the app, and we can compare our stats. So download it now at StableDuel.com and see how many winners you can pick in your stable. See you in the winner circle. Play, race, win. As always, we're brought to you by PropSwap. It's where America buys and sells sports bet. The final four is set. PropSwap is your place to cash in on the big dance. Last 2 weeks, prop swappers have been making thousands of dollars simply by buying and selling college basketball teams. And you can always find the best odds on PropSwap because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. Then after you make a purchase, you can either go for the win or resell your bet at any time to lock in that profit. Like our friend Patrick from New York sold a $1,000 35-1 Houston championship ticket for $6,000 on PropSwap. That's before their Elite Eight game. Patrick turned $1,000 into $6,000 guaranteed. And the buyer got the best odds in the country. So go to PropSwap.com or download the free PropSwap app today. It's got fantastic features like filtering listed tickets based on the best value. You get a free activity feed to stay in the know with all the big sales and red hot tickets for sale. Plus, a loyalty rewards program that turns your ticket sales into extra bonus cash and a first deposit cash match. You use that promo code SGP on your first deposit. PropSwap's going to match your deposit up to $500. So join the real sports bettors on PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. Connor comes off the first pick of the seventh round, and that brings it back to me. How low do I want to go at quarterback? Because at this point, I have guys like Dak Prescott. Because I've got Garrett Wilson sitting here. Right, I've got Dak Prescott, I've got Adam Thielen, and then I got Joe Burrow. And then Treylon Burks is what's next in the rankings as far as sleepers overall ranks. So, again, do I take a shot on a wide receiver, an unproven wide receiver, or do I take Adam Thielen? Do I take Dak Prescott? Or do I do what I think I'm going to do and pair my Jamar Chase pick with a Joe Burrow pick? So now, without even realizing that I was going to do it, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase together and double up on that goodness. So I waited till round 7. I probably could have waited a lot longer on a quarterback, but I don't think I could pass up the value in Joe Burrow right there, because I don't think, especially in this situation where, you know, the computer does a lot of the mock draft. I know they try to make it very logical in what it picks, but a lot of times it's not always best available, but it seems like it. So I knew that Joe Burrow would not come back around to me, and probably in a real draft, he wouldn't come back around to me either. So taking Joe Burrow here, not necessarily that bad of a thing. And then Wilson comes off the board. Then Thielen comes off the board. Then Burks comes off the board. So we just talked about those three. Dallas Goedert comes off the board. Wow, this team needed a tight end, didn't it? And then Elijah Moore, James Robinson, Cortland Sutton, Isaiah Spiller, Brandon Ayuk, London Prescott, and then Robert Woods now out there in Tennessee, Damian Harris. Walker comes off the board after him, another rookie. Amon-Ra St. Brown after him. And then Aaron Rodgers. See, this is why I wouldn't have gotten Joe Burrow, because this team probably would have ended up taking Burrow right before me. So if I would have tried to have Burrow come back to me, I don't think it would have happened. So, all right, so there's Pittman, Devontae Smith, Kareem Hunt, Russell Wilson, or Marquise Brown, maybe even Chris Olave. You know, those are the names that I'm staring at right now. So here's the intriguing thing. I think Michael Pittman and Matt Ryan may do some special things next season. We talked about it yesterday. We talked about how Matt Ryan will be throwing the ball. He's got Jonathan Taylor, yes, but I think he's going to be throwing the ball like he did in Atlanta. So I'll take a chance right here, because I'm still not sold on Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Philly. I'm sorry, all the Philly fans. I'm sorry, the statistics that back it up, but I'm still not sold on Jalen Hurts, so give me Michael Pittman. We'll see what Matt Ryan can do for him next season, and maybe it'll be a better situation for Pittman than Wentz was. Hunter Renfrow, interesting, comes off the board. He wasn't anywhere near that, so that leaves me with another interesting situation where right now I've got my QB, I've got both starting running backs, I've got both starting receivers, I've got a starting tight end, I've already got my two flexes. So we are, you know, got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more picks left in this draft. So now I'm sort of just filling out the rest of what I got to fill out. So Devontae Smith, we just talked about him. Kareem Hunt, not necessarily want any piece of that Cleveland offense. No offense to Deshaun Watson, but I think I'm good there. Marquise Brown is intriguing. It's just frustrating because he really should have been better last season. It feels like the Ravens as a whole should have been better last season. But he's still at 1,000 yards, which, you know, is not bad. So, I don't know. Maybe let's do this. Let's go ahead and take Marquise Brown as a backup receiver, because if it's a 1,000-yard receiver in the 9th round, I think that's really good value. And me talking myself into it. So then there's Brandon Cooks. Then there's Michael Carter, Kareem Hunt. Olave Beckham comes off the board. That was an interesting one, too, because we don't know where he's going to land. So that's a good speculative ad if you wanted to figure out where to put Beckham on your roster. Apparently this guy does. And then Devontae Smith, Dawson Knox, A.J. Dillon, Darnell Mooney, Chris Carson, Julio Jones, another guy who doesn't necessarily have a home yet. Chase Claypool, Devin Singletary, then Jalen Hurts, Melvin Gordon, who I think stands to benefit from Russell Wilson being there, along with Javonte Williams. Dalton Schultz, the tight end, comes off the board. So now I've got to make a decision because, again, I've already got pretty much everybody that I need to start now. So now I'm just filling out bench spots here. So I'm looking at a guy maybe like Mike Williams, who last season, again, everybody wanted big things out of. Got big things, right? He got 1,000 yards. So that's, again, the argument that I made for Marquise Brown, making for Mike Williams, I'll take Mike Williams. Now, this is where I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 wide receivers now, okay? So maybe this is where I need to start running up on some running backs to fill out that. So I'm looking at Chase Edmonds, actually, which is interesting now that he's with Miami. What does that do? What does that mean for him? I feel like he's going to get probably there's Miles Gaskin there too. So is this going to be a two-headed monster there with everybody else that they brought in too? over there in Miami. So it's going to be a crowded backfield. Chase Edmonds has the talent to pull up and to do it and to be the guy, to be the lead guy. But unfortunately, I don't know that he's going to get that opportunity. But I'm not looking for a starter. I'm looking for a bench guy here. So I might as well go ahead and add a guy like Chase Edmonds, because the other guys around him as running backs, talk about Cordell Patterson, which, you know, we talked about him not being able to sustain, I think, what he did last season, this season. And then there's Tony Pollard, which, you know, again, is good on his own, but him sharing with Ezekiel Elliott still hurts. Then there's James Cook, another rookie. Then there's Miles Gaskin. Ronald Jones now, who's in Kansas City, who could bite into CEH's overall value. So if I'm talking about a backup running back, I might as well take Chase Edmonds. He does have the potential week to week to be a week winner. So hopefully in that bye week that the Dolphins have, or that my other running backs have, Josh Jacobs and Dalvin Cook have, we can get Edmonds to sit in for that. All right, so I talked about my pick, Mike Williams, but Gesicki came off after that. Rashad Penny came off after that. Then I picked Edmonds. Then Stafford, then Freiermuth, then Trey Lance, who knows. So this team, Team 5, now has Jalen Hurts and Trey Lance as their quarterbacks, and they took them back-to-back. That's an interesting draft strategy. Kenny Golladay went after him. Cordell Patterson went after that. Noah Fant, Kirk Cousins. Ronald Jones ended round 11th, and then Javonte Williams started 12th. Williams from the rookie went 12th. Pollard went after that. Tyler Boyd, Juju Smith-Schuster, who now assumes the role in Kansas City. Then Cook, then Gronk, and then Gaskin. Hunter Henry after him. So we talked about Miami running backs, right? Here's another one, Raheem Mostert. He's right here at the top of the suggestion list. Then Ramondre Stevenson, Kyren Williams. So we're looking at a bunch of guys that are perennial backups, but we'll see. Let's see, DJ Chark as a wide receiver. Gabriel Davis is an interesting one here because, again, now he gets to be there, but he also has to share the wide receiver room again. Now that Cole Beasley is gone, you would think that Gabriel Davis would be the guy, but I don't know. I mean, I think Gabriel Davis stands a better chance of being the kind of guy that we wanted him to be this season, that he started to come on to after that this season. So, but again, I'm looking for bench, right? So maybe I need to focus on guys that can win me weeks. But with Jamison Crowder now in that receiving core, I know Adam thinks that Crowder is going to be a good addition there. I'm not necessarily sold on that. So, all right, Dotson goes after him. Deshaun Watson, now the newly minted receiver or the newly minted quarterback over there in Cleveland. I said receiver because I'm looking at DJ Chark talking about receiver. But Tua, again, or now he's in Detroit. I'm sorry. See? Old habits die hard. So now he joins Jared Goff over there in Detroit. And look, Detroit needs themselves some receiving help. They have Amon-Ra St. Brown, but the rookie, if that was your leading receiver, everybody else after that, you know, T.J. Hockenson, Khalif Raymond, Amon-Ra St. Brown had 912 yards. Hockenson, your second leading receiver in terms of yards, 583. That's your tight end. So you know 100% that there's some help over there that's needed. And luckily, I think DJ Chark provides that for Jared Goff because he definitely needs that help. So after Chark, Raheem Mostert comes off the board for the next team after. And then Ramondre Stevenson, Kadarius Toney, Pickens comes off, Fields comes off, Brady comes off. Kind of a long way down for Brady. I mean, we all saw what Brady did last season, so I'm wondering what took him so long to come off the board here. Ertz, and then Bateman, Justin Tucker. Now we're talking kickers here, folks, where Justin Tucker, Butker, Gold. My boy, Koo. Aw, I missed out on Young Hoku. That's tough. Zuerlein, Myers, Lutz, and then Matt Gay comes off. So my turn to pick one. I'm going to pick, let's see, there's Rodrigo Blankenship there, Evan McPherson. Do I go full in on the Cincinnati offense? Jake Elliott, Tyler Bass. You know what? Give me Rodrigo Blankenship because, guess what? I like his name. Rodrigo Blankenship comes off for me. So, yeah, this is just defense. I'm not even going to worry about defense as far as picking a defense at this point because we're so early into it. Who cares? Elliott comes off. Steelers defense comes off the board. And then for me, I guess I'll tell you a defense. Let's pick the Niners defense because I'm a homer. Then the Chargers, then the Jets, then the Commanders, then the Giants and the Bucks, Jacksonville, Saints, and the Rams round out the draft. So let's go over my team, shall we? The quick hit format. This is only going to be a half hour show just to get you in, get you out, get you primed up for some mock drafting because, again, it's never too early to practice. Reps, reps, reps. And if you want to stay sharp over the offseason, this is how you do it. Even though we're only a month into it, you got to keep it sharp. Keep it especially up on the news where everybody's going. So let's just take one last look at my team before we let you go today and get you ready for a real draft tomorrow, which is going to be the USFL draft. We're going to draft for real and actually keep this team, the next team that we draft, which is going to be the USFL draft. But this is the last, this is the mock draft today. It's a 10-team PPR. Like I said, started out my first pick was Dalvin Cook. Then I went Jamar Chase in round two. Round three, I came back with another receiver in Deebo Samuel. Round four, I decided to break from my no tight end rule, swing around and grab Kyle Pitts because, again, I really like his opportunity over there, being probably the only receiver that Atlanta has for the time being and quite possibly for the rest of the season. So if he gets 100,000 targets and, you know, 200,000 yards, I'll be happy. And then I came back around with Josh Jacobs. I don't know. This guy's my ride or die. I think I'll die on every hill that Josh Jacobs is on. In fact, I have a feeling I'm going to have a lot of Josh Jacobs by the end of this season because if he continues to fall to round five in drafts, I can't pass him up there. I really honestly can't. So, and then there's Jalen Waddle that I took in round six. Round seven, so this must have been the draft that I decided to take good value. Because Joe Burrow was sitting there for me in my seventh round pick, so I took him. Pittman in round eight, Marquise Brown in round nine, Mike Williams in 10, Chris Edmonds in 11, Gabriel Davis in round 12, DJ Chark in round 13, and then, of course, Rodrigo Blankenship and the 49ers defense to round out the team. It's a solid team. You know, even as for a 10-team team, I've seen a lot of times where I've had the poor opportunity of not turning in a good team. So, you know, another intriguing team I find is actually Team 8. They started out with Stephon Diggs. Then they went to Nick Chubb, Aaron Jones. Then they had Darren Waller, Jerry Jeudy, Tyler Lockett. That's maybe the questionable pick there. James Robinson. Does Travis Etienne coming back hurt him? Who knows? Dak Prescott. And then Devontae Smith is the only one that I kind of disagree with here. Julio Jones could be interesting depending on where he rounds out. Noah Fant, Tyler Boyd, Tom Brady. So he's got Dak Prescott and Tom Brady. What a team. And then Robbie Gould and the Jaguars defense. So again, this is going to be crazy. I will save this board. I will put it up on the show notes so you can see how the entire mock draft shook out because it's an interesting one, and it's definitely one that you can use to sort of map your blueprint when you go to draft your own teams here coming up. Because, you know, why not, right? We've got some startup dynasty drafts coming up, too, that this had rookies in it. So, you know, you could basically draft your teams, and any sort of startup you got going right now could definitely help you sort of get going there. So, all right, we're going to wrap it up because I guarantee you right now that was a lot of fun for me. It's one of my first mocks that I've done, actually, this season for NFL anyways. And it's interesting because now with everybody being in different places, it just makes things the landscape a whole lot more interesting. So, yeah. All right. That'll do it for this show, this episode. Tomorrow we come back. We draft for real with USFL draft. We're going to have a listener draft, and it's going to be amazing. So keep in touch for that. And yeah, I mean, we're, like I said, not but 2 weeks away from the USFL season. Go right now to Alt Fantasy Sports. Sign up for your USFL fantasy. If you want to be part of my and this show's Listener Fantasy League, hit us up on Twitter at SGPN Fantasy or me at RJ Villagomez on Twitter. Let me know. Still a couple of spots left to fill in that league. So get in so you can play some USFL fantasy football with us. But until tomorrow, thanks for listening to this episode. And as always, let it ride. It's so-